You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are on a roll this week as we continue through five powerful points to be fruitful and multiply. And we need to keep bringing it into our meditation. So the first one was to trust God,
yes,
which is to trust the Lord and His Word. Number two, embrace challenges. Number three, grow in the knowledge of God.
Yes.
And number four, acknowledge God in everything. So what does that mean? We are doing things in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We are submitted to His will.
Yes.
His mission.
Yes.
And then we're able to move smoothly into the things that God is calling for in the earth.
So you see that? When we acknowledge God in everything, mm-hmm, when we acknowledge God in everything, it means that we are doing things, mm-hmm, in His name. Mm-hmm. So our name now is minute. Mm-hmm. So we're doing it in the name of God. Because we can do it. We can what? Do it because we have grown into His knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Somebody get that? The way now that I can acknowledge God in what I'm doing, and now I can name Him, I'm doing this in the name of the Lord because I grow in the knowledge of Him. So since I grow in the knowledge of Him, I decrease and God increase, right? Mm-hmm. So I must get to that place where I decrease and God increase in me. So it's now, not I, but Christ. Mm-hmm. See, not I that live, but Christ that lives where? In me. His word lives in me, and I exercise His word. So I can embrace challenges. I can do that. I can't embrace challenges in my own flesh. How many people kill themselves when they face challenges? In my lifetime, I've heard so many people commit suicides. Why? They couldn't embrace the challenge. But if they were in God, growing in God's knowledge, and go to number one, trust God, then this challenge that faced them, they would be able to overcome, not in their strength, but in the knowledge of God.
We have the example of David in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. Then David said to the Philistine, which is Goliath,
yes,
"You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts,"
yes,
"the God of the armies of Israel,"
yes,
"whom you have defied."
Yes.
So David is very specific. He's not coming in the name of David.
No.
He's coming in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
He's specifically coming. Now, number one said what? Trust God,
God,
right? So we know that David trusts God. He had the testimony. He told Saul, he said, "Look, I used to keep my father's sheep.
Yes.
When a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck it and killed it." Okay, so he has these experiences with the Lord that when challenges came, that he prevailed. He trusted God. He was able to prevail. So now when he's getting ready to confront Goliath and such, and Saul comes with his armor and he wants David to wear that, David said, nope, I haven't tested this. I can't trust what I haven't tested, right? Because he already tested being able to fight with his hands, with the sling and such. He knew how to do that. So now he comes before Goliath and he says, look, I'm not coming in my own strength. I'm not here for myself, for my own gain. I'm here because there's a move, a shift of God that needs to take place. Think about what was transpiring. The armies of Israel were up there on the mountain and they were just sitting. They were immobilized by fear and they were stuck. They would not move forward. Goliath was continually coming. He was challenging them. Hey, just send somebody down to fight me. Nobody would move. Nobody would come. They were trained, but they were immobilized by fear. So now here comes David, and he's confidently coming in the name of the Lord.
Yes. So when we grow, because he grows in the knowledge of God. He knows him. So we know for sure that he grow in the knowledge of God. We also know that he grow in the grace of God. So he has those two. He has those assurance that the knowledge of God, he knows. The grace of God, he experienced. So therefore, he now can say, I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength to do so. So that's why, as you rightly put it, Pastor Diana, he says, now look, you think I'm coming in the name of David. I'm not. If I'm coming in the name of David, yeah, you'll kill me. But I'm coming in the name of someone that is greater than me, greater than you. See, this was the key that I believe Goliath never picked up. He's looking at the statue of David. And David is telling him, don't look at me. There's one that is greater than me and you. So worry about him that is greater, not me. Not me. And that's why David was killed him. Because all that Goliath saw was David. Think about it.
Yeah.
That's all he saw was David. But he didn't see the greater one.
Yeah. He that said, was, why you come on. To me? Why are you coming to me with a stick?
Yeah.
God, come on. He's really coming.
I was going to say, God gives us instructions.
That's exactly. But I started to say, how did David able to do that? Well, it was not David. It was God. And Saul has his eyes on David. And rather than to see that the greatest statue was God. That God was bigger than David and bigger than him. So that was it. God was bigger than both of them. So he could not beat God. Come on, somebody out there this morning. God is bigger than our problem. Quit looking at your problem. Look at God.
As I was just going to say, Ephesians 6, verse 10, it tells us how we can put our own armor on.
Yes.
It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly place. Therefore, take the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand an evil day and have done all to stand. So that gives us specific instructions on also how to go when we have a challenge, how we can armor ourselves. And it gives us explicit instruction in Ephesians 6, verse 10 through, I think it's through 18. It gives us explicit instructions. But I also wanted to add that challenges, even though as hard as they may be, they always make us stronger. And I believe this is how God teaches us. And we can be, sometimes we can be a witness to somebody else and say, oh, I went through that, and we can help them. But there's a purpose in challenges, and I believe that's what it is, but we have a way out. So if we read Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, he will tell us exactly how to put on that armor so that we will be victorious.
Hallelujah. It's always, it's so powerful when we dig into the Word. So when we are operating in the knowledge of God and in everything that we do it how? We do it in the name of the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing, or the last point here that we need to pick up under acknowledging God in everything, we submit.
Mm-hmm.
We submit to His plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the toughest things we have, to submit to the plans of God.
Mm-hmm.
And He says it in Isaiah. He says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts." See how it's very difficult to submit to God's plan. Why? Because He says it.
Mm-hmm.
My thoughts are not yours.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like yours. My ways are not like yours. So therefore, you get it here, guys, this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He tells us. So that's why it's hard to submit.
Mm-hmm.
Because we love our own idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We love our own plan.
Yeah, we want it done our way. No, this way. I want it done this way. But we can't understand God's ways. It specifically says that His ways are not our ways. So we have to submit
to it.
To it.
Okay, go ahead, guys.
Imagine if Noah, God told him to build a boat, and he started to build a train. You know, think like God said, gave him something very specific. So he said, well, I'm going to build a train. And he just worked hard to build a train. A train wouldn't have been profitable in the flood.
Yeah.
So he had to build something that he never saw before to the specific specifications that the Lord gave him, using specific materials and such, that he had to put all these things together and work toward this unified vision for a long time. He did this for a long time.
Man.
But he was graced to do it. He had the grace. Noah found grace, the Bible says, in the eyes of the Lord. And he was given this assignment to break the curse over the earth. He was given specific things were spoken over him, and then he had to go and implement them. But if he said, no, I don't think we need a boat. I'm going to just build a train and just get my family up out of here. You know, he didn't do that. He did it the specific way that God said, and then it was profitable. He wasn't just busy doing something, busy building the train. No, he was busy building the boat.
And it become profitable. Stay where did that.
Mm-hmm.
It become profitable.
Mm-hmm.
When we do the things of God, do it the way God says it, we end up with profit.
Mm-hmm.
It is not unproductive. It's become very productive.
Mm-hmm.
We have productivity. Go ahead.
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8 tells us, for bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promises of the life that now is and that which is to come. So we know how much our bodies benefit from physical exercise, how much more when we're exercising in the spirit. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 a.m., 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
We hang the light.